This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. At least 18 people dead in Meghalaya coal mine blast. State government orders probe. Center, Nagaland government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization sign agreement to form Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students across the country in Pariksha Pe Charcha today. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand wins floor test by voice vote in Legislative Assembly. The news in detail. In Meghalaya, at least 18 people have been killed in a coal mine blast in the Thangsko area of East Jayantia Hills district yesterday. Several people are still trapped inside the mine. Superintendent of Police of East Jayantia Hills, Vikash Kumar, said that police and disaster management teams were immediately rushed to the site. Preliminary reports indicate that the blast was caused by a high-intensity dynamite explosion used for mining activities. The explosion triggered the collapse of adjoining mine shafts, trapping workers deep underground. One survivor who sustained critical injuries was initially taken to the Sutna Primary Health Center and later referred to Shillong for advanced medical treatment. Initial investigations suggest that the mine was operating illegally in violation of safety regulations and existing government bans on rat hole mining in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the blast incident. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that this incident is extremely saddening. He also wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees will be given to the injured. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, in a tweet, expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and ordered an inquiry into the mine blast.
In any kind of illegal activities, number one, action will be taken. As I said, whoever is responsible for this particular incident, very, very strict action will be taken. We will not let anybody who's involved in this let go.
The Chief Minister thanked the Prime Minister for granting ex gratia to coal mine victims.
The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakhs. So it is it speaks volumes of his gesture and his concern for the families. And on behalf of all the family members and the people who are affected, we express our gratitude to the Honorable Prime Minister for his noble gesture.
The Buddhist Cultural Society, Thupten Gatseling Monastery and Himalaya Suraksha Manch, Arunachal Pradesh, jointly celebrated the prestigious Grammy Award conferred upon His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama at Thupten Gatseling Monastery, Itanagar. He was awarded Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration for Meditations, The Reflection of His Holiness the Great Dalai Lama. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. At least 18 people dead in Meghalaya coal mine blast. State government orders probe. Center, Nagaland government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization sign agreement to form Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with students across the country in Pariksha Pe Charcha today. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand wins floor test by voice vote in Legislative Assembly. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.